at Happy Hour. This is Sunday Schneider Bean from sundaybean.com, and I am a solution-oriented coach and intercultural strategist for individuals and organizations. And I am on a mission to help you adapt and succeed abroad and get you through any life transition. I want to talk about how stressful the holidays can be. Now, in our last episode, we talked about should you stay or should you go, especially if you're a binational couple and you want to be with both families at the same time. And holidays can add another layer of stress. So if you decided to stay and you are lucky enough to have visitors, this isn't always that easy. So you might be playing hostess in the evening. During the day, you're working your tail off, either in the home, trying to keep things nice for people, or at work. Or maybe you've taken time off so you can climb up that cathedral for the 100th time. If you decide to go on holiday during a special time with your family, then you've spent a ton of time getting ready, packing bags, making the long haul flight to wherever you're going, getting over jet lag. And once you get there, maybe you're sleeping in the guest room in the corner on a half deflated air mattress and there's dog hair everywhere. Come on, tell me I'm not the only one who has been in a tough situation where you have exhausted yourself to be with friends and family, and you get there and you're thinking, oh, how can I enjoy myself? I am depleted. And we are putting it ourselves under a ton of pressure to make amazing memories during the holiday season. So that's what we're going to talk about today. And one of the things that I think is important for us to think about is how can we truly let go of these stresses and start focus on making memories. Okay, so that's what we're going to talk about today on Expat Happy Hour. For those of you who are listening, you are missing out if you're not catching this recording on YouTube, because I am wearing a necklace which is very similar to Betty Rubble from the Flintstones, my Flintstone pearls. So if you want to check out the Expat Happy Hour in another format for the next 6 weeks, all the episodes will be recorded and put on YouTube. So check me out there. Anyway, I know for those of you who are watching, you're not going to be able to focus because you're going to be looking at this god-awful necklace the whole time. So let me tell you a story about something that happened to me recently. One of my absolute best friends from college said yes to come visiting us in South Africa because we decided to stay for the Thanksgiving and Christmas holiday. So in pure excitement, we made plans. I cleared off my client calendar during that time so I could focus my attention just on her and her friends and family that were coming with her. And then I got a message and it said, there's been a change of plans. I don't think we can come when we said, would it be okay if we came 3 days later? And 3 days later, big deal, right? Doesn't make a lot of difference, but it did for me because I had cleared out my entire client calendar and the 3 days would make a difference of me not being around. I would be on calls from 8 in the morning till 5 in the afternoon and miss my friends who are here for a very short time. Or I would have to ask 12, 13, 14 people to move their calls. Or the third option we had, which she suggested, is she could postpone till next year. No way. I'm giving a big thumbs down right now on the idea of waiting a whole nother year to see one of my best friends because of a difference of a few days. So I said, option A, B, and C sounds not okay with me. I wanted to do something different, and that was to get creative. Okay, so whether you are planning on visiting someone during the holiday season or you're having visitors, today I'm going to share my secret with you. The secret to making time for what matters most during the holiday season is transparency. Okay, so I'm going to share with you three tips on how you can use transparency to make space for what really matters. Tip one, be transparent with time. Okay, so let me tell you what that looks like. If you are planning a trip, you know what it takes. You have to look for flights, book a cost-effective and convenient flight, look for hotels, or ask family whether you can stay with them. You need to inform teachers if you're taking your kids a day early. You need to ask for time off, et cetera, et cetera. Planning a trip takes a ton of time, and it can feel like a huge burden. At the same time, if you're having visitors, there's also a lot of planning that's involved, right? You need to get the guest room ready if you have one. You need to borrow an air mattress, just like I'm doing when my friends are coming. You want to make sure you have food in the house. And if you're like me, you want to have little gifts ready for people when they get there that are from the region that you live. Right? That's what I want to do. I want to have a room ready. I want to have a gift ready for them, and I want to be excited. But if you have not been transparent about the amount of time that it takes to actually plan these things, you are going to be frustrated, if not bitter, the entire way. So here is something we can learn from the Germans, and it is called Vorfreude, right? Vorfreude is happiness or enjoyment before the event. Okay, so how should I say this? I have a little reputation for Vorfreude when it comes to New Year's Eve. I cannot tell you how many times on December 30th, I've sat with my friends and we've had a fun party or impromptu gathering, and I was exhausted for the actual New Year's Eve party because we had so much Vorfreude, so much excitement that things were going to happen. And I don't want you to go overboard like in my younger days when New Year's Eve is coming around, but I want you to think about how you can build in more Vorfreude. So one of the things that I know is really an important part of my family culture is the fun before we see each other. So we start sending each other stupid gifts, like the GIFs gifts of how excited we are, or we send each other pictures of how impatient we are looking about the trip coming, or we talk about all the fun things we're going to do. We might not actually do any of those things, but we're already having fun before the event. Okay, so if you make time transparent, then you increase your chances for Vorfreude. You're not up at midnight booking a hotel going, oh God, I just finally want this to be done. You're sitting with your partner on a lazy Saturday afternoon saying, hey, does that look like a nice hotel? What about this one? Okay, so tip number one is be transparent with time. How much time does it really take to do this? How much time does it take for me to go to the market and buy this adorable giraffe and make sure I have enough cash to pay for it, right? It all takes time. But if you plan on it, you can have Vorfreude, or you can have excitement before the event even happens. So that's what I would love for you. Okay, so be transparent about the time, but not only that, if you are doing this in a family or a collective situation where you're not the only one, where you're visiting or people are visiting you, you need to be transparent about the task. So not only how much time does it take, but who does it? Okay, so remember, when we don't do that, when we don't make the time and tasks transparent, then we cram it in last minute and we miss out on the opportunity for Vorfreude. Okay, so Vorfreude is a good thing if you don't overdo it. Okay, so do what you can to reduce your stress by planning in advance and building in fun moments of enjoyment before things even get started. Okay, that was tip one, be transparent with time. Okay, tip two is transparent around expectations. Okay, tip one, be transparent with time. Tip two, be transparent with expectations. All right, this starts, if you are visiting, is for you to say, what do you want to get out of your trip? Okay, you need to ask yourself that question. What do you want to get out of your trip? What do you expect out of this trip? Okay, I want to watch the kids 24/7 while you go scuba diving for 5 days, said no one ever. All right, so if you are in a partnership, it is really important that you are transparent about your expectations before you go, because you don't want to be sitting there in some paradise location or with your family somewhere and, you know, fuming out of your ears with frustration because you're doing one thing when you actually had expected to do something different. Okay, so be transparent with your expectations. Starts with naming, what do you want to get out of this trip? And if you're in a partnership, make sure you share that with your partner so that you can share expectations. Okay, even ask your kids, what do they want to get out of the trip together? And if they're older, especially, they might have very clear expectations. And if you know them in advance, you can plan for them. Okay, so that's one really critical element about making your expectations transparent. But you also want to do that if you are having visitors. Okay, so if you're having visitors, you might ask them, what do you want to get out of your trip, right? One of the biggest grumps I see from internationals or expats is when they have visitors and when you're the host, that the visitors expect more from you than you're capable of delivering, but nothing's been articulated. So it can be a lot of pressure, all right? So if you are having visitors, you can ask them, okay, what do you want to get out of your trip? And what do you want to experience while you're visiting? And then you can find out whether that's feasible. They say, well, I'd like you to show me around the town on the first day. And you might say, fantastic, I'll take that day off, right? Or you might say, I'm sorry, I can't, I'm working. And you're able to then negotiate your expectations. Okay, now if you're having visitors and they've shared their expectations, maybe they say something like, oh, we just want to hang out with the grandkids, or I just want to be with you, right? Then the field is quite open. So that's your turn to be transparent with your expectations. And you might say something like this, like, hey, I'm really looking forward to having you come. I've taken Friday off, so we have the entire weekend together. But heads up, on Monday, I have a really important project. So you're on your own. Okay, here are two tickets that you can go to the museum with that I've arranged for you, so you don't just sit at home and feel bored. Okay, so maybe you can be clear with your expectations around how much time you do get to spend together and how much time they'll spend independently. And that gives especially older visitors time to adjust and prepare. They know what to expect. And that's called uncertainty reduction theory, right? I don't know what's going to happen or what it's going to look like. And now you've helped paint a picture to reduce my uncertainty. Okay, so transparency with expectations of what you want to get out of a visit, and also be transparent when you have visitors, okay? Hearing what they want to do and helping share with them what's possible from your side. All right, little side note here. With my upcoming visitors, who I adore, I can't wait. I had to have a moment where I asked, so what do you expect? What do you want to get out of it? And I shared my availability. And then I noticed I was worrying. I was sort of what we call in her business, none of my business. I said, okay, well, if she says she just is fine with hanging out that day when I'm working, is she really fine? I started worrying for her. I started wondering whether what she said she wanted to do would really be good enough. And I thought, this is ridiculous. I am in her business, like what she wants to do and how she wants to spend her time. She's a grown woman, right? She can decide. And I noticed I was worrying about it. So I said to her, I sent her a Facebook message, an audio message. I just said, listen, I've noticed I'm really excited for you to come. And I can't wait. And I want you to have an amazing time. But I'm also putting myself under immense pressure that you need to have the most amazing trip in South Africa ever, right? And I just said, would you be willing to let me know if things are not planned the way you want them to be? Or when we're doing it, if it's not meeting what you really want, right? So I could drop my expectation on myself for making sure she had the most, you know, best vacation ever. And her response was fantastic. She was like, of course, Sunday, we're going to have a great time. So if you're the type of person who is so looking forward to someone you love coming to visit and you notice you're feeling responsible for how great their vacation is, remember, that is not your business. They are grown people who can plan what they'd like to do. And if they don't know, they can ask you and you can make yourself available and they can decide whether they want to just flop on the sofa and read a book or whether they want to hop on the tram and go on a tour. Okay. So just a side note to help reduce your stress when you're having visitors. Okay. So that is tip two, make expectations transparent, not only your own, but ask your visitors if you're visiting. Okay. For those of you who are visiting loved ones back home, I know that there can be some difficulties around whether your expectations are being met, around whether you're spending enough time together or too much. So I encourage you to gently talk about this when you get there or before you get there, like, hey, what are some special things that we could do together? And when are times when I might need to go and do my own thing if you have multiple people that you have to see? So I encourage you to not shy away from that conversation, but really gently, as culturally appropriate and as personally adaptive as you can, gently broach that subject so you can really enjoy your time with your loved ones. Okay, so we've been transparent with time, transparent with your expectations. And the third one is a big one, and that is being transparent about help. So let me tell you a story about a typical Christmas dinner. I remember as a child that there was a lot of cooking going on. My mother was in the kitchen for hours, let alone all the hours of shopping and chopping and preparing and setting the table and making everything look beautiful. And we'd have this amazing dinner together with all of our family members. And we'd be sitting at the dining table eating Danish pudding. That was kind of our traditional thing that we would eat at the end. And the adults were sipping on coffee from these really fancy cups that we had inherited from our ancestors. Must be, you know, 100-year-old Norwegian cups that we had. And I would hear in the sink, clang, clang, bang, clang, clang. I thought, oh, what's happening? So there's definitely some, there's some jeopardy for these Norwegian cups and how gentle they are. Because I noticed my mom was washing the dishes with rigor. I'll say it like that. And as I got older, I realized what was going on. I realized that my mom had done a ton of shopping and cooking and preparing and decorating. And at the end of this glorious meal, she was left alone in the kitchen to clean up. And by this time, I was old enough to help wash dishes, and my father was too. And so are my siblings and anybody else that was there. But my mom is such a person of service. She never asked for help. But the downside of that is when you really could use help, but you don't ask for help, you can get frustrated. So transparency around help is so important, especially around the holiday season. Okay. So how can you do things differently? What if my mom had walked over to my dad and said, "Hey, hun, hope you enjoyed the meal. It's been a lot of preparation. I'm glad it went off well. I haven't sat down for 16 hours. Would you mind coming to the dishes with me and helping me clean these up so they're done twice as fast?" Okay, that would be another way to do it. Another idea is to talk to your partner, the loved ones that you're with and your family before the event and say, who is going to do what, right? I know we've had to do that in my own family when we're having a big event and I think I'm doing the entertaining and my husband thinks I should be maybe serving the drinks. So just quick checking in on who is going to help with what. And the thing is, to be transparent about help, the first person you need to be transparent with about help is you. Where do you need help? And I know so many people who struggle with this, right? So simple, but so many of my clients struggle to ask for help. It's this idea of I have to do it on my own, or even worse, hey, it's obvious I need help. Why isn't anybody volunteering? Okay, so be transparent about when and how you need help this holiday season. Even if you're just traveling and going to a nice getaway, who's going to help with the bags? How are you going to do it? Anything to lighten the load, because it shouldn't fall on just one person. Okay, the flip side is also true. If someone is coming to visit you and they say, hey, would you like us to bring anything? They're offering help. Why would you say no to that? So when people offer you help, then take that on with pleasure. Because helping, when I offer help, it's a sign that I really care. And when someone accepts my help, it's a sign of trust. So there's nothing wrong with asking for help. And I am so excited because my visitor asked to bring some things, or if she could, and then we took well advantage of that. Sorry, honey, if we took too much advantage of it, but we sent some Christmas things to her address before she flew out so we could have some things that are not possible to get in South Africa. So I'm really pumped about that. Okay, so the third most important thing you can do around transparency is be transparent around help. When do you need help? Who do you need help from? And how can they help? All right, because the point is that we create memories during this time that are meaningful, not get the table decorated. There's a difference that we create memories. And for us to be present, we have to be happy and engaged and not bitter and frustrated or overwhelmed or tired. Okay, so tip three is to be transparent around help. And it isn't just about saving time. Okay, it isn't just about delegation, right? This is about an opportunity. When you live abroad and you fly to see people far away, or you get away to a great place that you've been planning, or you invite people into your home, that you make the most of it. Okay, so don't just get through the holidays, create memories. Okay, so we've talked about three things you can do. The number one secret to making time for what matters most during the holiday season is transparency. And that's transparency with time, expectations, and help. All right, so this is so important to talk about. So I encourage you to go around the dinner table tonight with your loved ones or hop on the phone with people you're going to be visiting and have a conversation about these things. It's not too late. You can choose to not have a stressful holiday. You can choose to avoid the bitterness and the frustration. You can choose to not feel run ragged by the time you finally land in the destination you've chosen to go. For you to enjoy your holidays and make time for what matters most, it's to soak in the Vorfreude and be present for what really matters. Thank you for listening to Expat Happy Hour. This is Sunday Schneiderbean. And I would love to hear from you about the things that you do to really enjoy the holiday time and reduce the stress. And I've been talking about all the ways that you can truly connect more with your loved ones during this time. And if you haven't done it already, now is the time to hop on the waiting list for my free training that's coming up on how to maintain and nurture your relationships with your loved ones, even when they're far away. And you can get the link on the episode notes or in my blog. You go to sundaybean.lpages.co at maintain nurture relationships afar. So check it out. The link is hard to remember just from the podcast. So go to the episode notes or the blog. And I've got a lot more in store for you. So stay tuned, because it's way more than just about connecting to our loved ones. It's about truly adding depth to the way that we adapt and feel successful personally and professionally in our lives abroad. And this is one way to make a big difference. All right, I'm going to leave you with some food for thought during this holiday and travel season. The first is from Eleanor Roosevelt. It takes as much energy to wish as it does to plan. And from Jay Summit, your energy is as a valuable resource, so use it wisely. All right, that's it for Expat Happy Hour. Check me out on iTunes or YouTube to see us in person. Take care. Ha ha ha!